Now, it's been a tough year on so many fronts. That's why ABC Canberra is partnering with Lifeline for our annual appeal, the Canberra Gives Appeal. We know it's important to talk about mental health and to get help when you need it. And Lifeline really does what it says in its name. It's a lifeline for so many people who are facing their darkest moments. Josh Illusions is a Lifeline Canberra ambassador. He's battled his own demons and come out the other side, and he wants to talk about it. And a warning that we're talking about suicide next, or issues surrounding suicide. So if that's an issue of concern for you, please feel free to switch off. And you can always call Lifeline on 13 11 14. So that's just a little warning that if that's an issue for you, feel free to either turn off or call 13 11 14. Josh, thanks so much for coming into the studio, mate. Much appreciated.
Hello, Jono. How are you, mate?
Not too bad at all. Thank you. So, Josh, you're a Lifeline Canberra ambassador. What does that mean, and why did you decide to get involved?
Oh, firstly, I'm very proud to be a Lifeline ambassador. Mm. I'm the mascot from the Canberra Cavalry, Sargy Boy. So, I've been doing that for about 10 years. And then Lifeline sort of approached me sort of about 3 or 4 years ago to come and jump on board. Mm-hmm. As a community ambassador, and I was happy to jump on. I've had my sort of little downers at times, and there was a point there where I had to make that phone call one night, and I thought it was about time to give back a little bit.
How important is it knowing, for someone who's been in that position, knowing that there is a number that you can call and a voice at the other end of the line when you're in that moment, that deep, dark moment?
It's so important. Mm. I think that if I didn't know that I could get help in that very dark space in those sort of 10 minutes, I probably wouldn't be here. And I think that's the message that we really need to push. There, no matter what, there is always someone on that end of the line that's going to help and talk to you.
And there's always that ray of light, no matter how dark it gets.
Mate, and that's exactly right. And I think our wonderful volunteers there, they do such an incredible job to be that first responder in many ways, to get that light switched on for them, because that's sometimes all they need. They just need that just comfort to say, you know what, it's okay, mate, we're going to get you through this. In the next sort of 24 hours, we're going to go through some processes, and they're just fantastic.
Approximately one person a week suicides in the ACT. A big chunk of those men, and particularly men in that sort of late 40s age bracket. Was that you? Was that the position you found yourself in?
Yeah, look, I'm a strapping young 34-year-old, so I must admit, Jono, I do feel 40, 50 sometimes. I do wake up.
Once you hit a certain point, once there's a 3 in front of your age, it becomes a bit of a moot point.
Yeah, mate, yeah. It becomes a downer just in general. So I think
you just don't talk about it.
Yeah, exactly right. So, look, definitely, we find that is a statistic that's never going to sort of, go away for us. That men are typical, big, buff-head, egotistic blokes who think that they can hold everything on their shoulders, and unfortunately, just gets to that point where it's just it becomes too much. Doesn't matter how big you are or how strong you are, it's going to hit you.
Did that experience, your personal experience, did it inspire you to start having conversations or just keeping a lookout for other men in similar situations?
Yeah, 100%. Yep. I think it after going through that experience and then taking on this ambassador sort of role and getting to understand the actual stats and understanding the significance that Lifeline has and the importance of the messages behind suicide awareness, I think, you just become automatically aware, and you start to pick up little signs in individuals, where it's mates, family, or whatever. It's the little things that you can pick up and notice. So I've definitely picked those up, especially in the last 3 or 4 years.
You're listening to ABC Radio Canberra. I'm Jono Gould. My guest at the moment is Josh Illusions. He's the Canberra Cavalry mascot, but perhaps more importantly, he is a Lifeline Canberra ambassador as well. So, Josh, we talked about the circumstances surrounding you wanting to get involved with Lifeline. What does your role entail? And also, what does the role of a volunteer for Lifeline in general entail?
Look, so for my role as an ambassador. We've got, you know, some incredible ambassadors in the family of Lifeline Canberra, and you know, we all play different roles in different parts here in the community. You know, we've got the beautiful Mariana Tolo, who plays for the Canberra Caps. She's unfortunately over in France playing basketball. I shouldn't say unfortunately. She's well, probably living her best life over there.
Yeah, I know. It sounds pretty nice.
Yeah, while we're standing here. And then, you know, on the other side of the spectrum, we've got Ben Farinazzo, who is in Invictus Games, gold medalist, and a veteran, and fantastic for that veteran community. So, you know, there is a vast range of ambassadors. And our job really is to get out in the community as much as we can and really voice the messages of Lifeline Canberra and making sure that, you know, that everyone has that opportunity to know that phone number. As a volunteer, there's so many positions you can do, I guess, in the branch, you know. We've got some incredible volunteers that work in the book fair space. They're unbelievable, you know. There's some guys and girls there that work all around the clock all week to make sure that those books are getting processed in the warehouse out there. And then, you know, the volunteers that then come and help on actual book fair day. And then Lover's Lane at the Fishwick Markets, the bookstore there that's open all the time, you know, they're volunteers go through there. And then, of course, we've got the crisis support guys that do all the training and really do the heavy, hard stuff behind the scenes for us.
And work the phones. In your other, or your day job, your other work, you're a Canberra Cavalry, the Canberra Cavalry mascot. It's been another disrupted season in terms of baseball, another cancelled ABL season. It's just another example of the weird and tumultuous world we're currently living in. Does it make speaking about how you're feeling even more important, considering just how much uncertainty there's been around the place over the last few months?
Yeah, 100%. Look, and to point out, I'm going to enjoy this summer. This is the first summer I've had off.
So, holiday, you go.
Holiday. So,
a silver lining.
Yeah, there is a silver lining, though. I get a bit of a break. But, yeah, definitely. It has been one of those years and ups and downs. And to be honest, I'm in the event industry myself. You know, I have an incredible company that I run with some fantastic mates of mine. And we've lost everything in the space of 2 years. You know, we had no events whatsoever. So we were really on the brunt of the music industry there and the event space. We really copped it. But at the same time, I think what it does is, you know, the bright side of it, you've got to learn to adapt. We've got to learn to adapt. You know, the old normal's not normal anymore. We've got to get in there and you've got to make those changes necessary. And I think it's a wake-up call for a lot of us, especially in that event space, and especially in the sports space, when it comes to game day entertainment and things like that. We all have to make changes and adapt. It's never going to go back to the old days of normality, probably in 2000 and what, 20?
Oh, yeah.
You know, remember those days, how good that was?
Vaguely.
You could actually have a beer together and not have to wear a mask over.
Yeah, and not have to worry about if you've sanitized your hands or not. Yeah,
100%. All these mic socks. Apparently, these microphones.
That's right. We're very COVID safe here at the ABC. No worries about that.
Yeah.
And Josh, just before we let you go, so considering we know about the good work, the incredibly important work that Lifeline Canberra does, what's the best way for people to support the organisation?
Look, jump on the website. You can donate. Yep. You can be a regular donator. You know, it costs $26 to answer a phone call in the office. So make sure you get in there and you can donate however much you like annually, and then of course jump on the ABC's Christmas appeal there and get behind Lifeline Canberra. You know, it's a fantastic initiative, and you know, as a Lifeline ambassador, I'm very proud and thankful, especially to you guys for choosing us as that partner this year.
An absolutely fantastic cause. That website for the ABC, it's abc.net.au/Canberra Gives, all one word, abc.net.au/Canberra Gives, all one word. Or you can jump on the Lifeline website, which is lifeline.org.au/get-involved. Get-involved. www.lifeline.org.au. Get involved. Josh, it's been an absolute pleasure. Thanks so much for coming into the studio.
Thanks, mate. It's been great.
It's been absolutely fantastic. And fingers crossed you'll be back in the mascot gear, hopefully, come next summer.
22. Let's go.
Let's go. That's right. That's Josh Illusions. He's the Lifeline Canberra ambassador, a Lifeline Canberra ambassador, I should say, but he's also the mascot for the Canberra Cavalry as well.